country fan like I am.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A critical test vote today in the Senate on war funding for Ukraine, even though it could fail as Republicans fight over border security.
Ukraine desperately needs more ammunition and weapons from the U.S. as Russia's sheer size and brute force tactics generate steady gains on the battlefield. But Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has drawn a line in the sand, declaring that any new funding is contingent on transformative change to our nation's border security laws. Republicans insist that Democrats and President Biden must agree to toughen U.S. asylum laws and build more border wall, among other demands.
That's ABC's Terry Moran in Washington. President Biden last night at a closed-door fundraiser in Massachusetts, saying that he probably wouldn't be running for re-election if Donald Trump wasn't in the race again. Trump at a Fox town hall last night asked whether he would retaliate against his political opponents if reelected, telling Sean Hannity he wouldn't be a dictator except for on day one. This is ABC News. College athletes may be a step closer to getting some sort of payment for playing. ABC's Andrew Dimbert says the NCAA is out with a new proposal.
In a letter to Division I schools, NCAA President Charlie Baker proposes creating a new subdivision that would allow participating programs to offer compensation to athletes. Under the proposal, schools would now be allowed to enter lucrative name, image, and likeness deals with athletes. They'd also be required to invest a minimum of $30,000 per athlete each year into a trust fund for at least half their athletes. That investment would have to adhere to Title IX, meaning equal distribution for men and women. The idea already catching on. A top official at Ohio State University saying he's 100% supportive.
But so far, there's no timeline for putting it into effect. A hard lesson about the value of every vote. Damian Green was running for city council in Rainier, Washington, but did not vote for himself because he says he doesn't like to, in his words, toot his own horn. Green lost by one vote. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I have lots of fragrance lovers on my list, and Ulta Beauty has all I need to add joy to their holiday season. Shop your favorite fragrances from YSL, Carolina Herrera, Valentino, and Ariana Grande's new exclusive Cloud Pink scent. Plus, with a fragrance purchase of $70 or more, get a plush robe or throw valued at $70 while supplies last. Shop the gifts that bring joy to everyone on your list this holiday season, especially you. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearth would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/Lofi's Bread.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that the 1849 law that was interpreted as an abortion ban does not actually ban consensual abortions. Following the Dobbs decision last year, state officials pointed to that law to criminalize all abortions. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin praised the judge's decision, calling it a step forward to restoring access to abortion across the state. Still, this is likely not the final ruling on the matter, and the case is expected to make its way to the state Supreme Court. Wisconsin and Minnesota are asking for more than $1 million to replace the John A. Blatnick Bridge between Superior and Duluth. The span is critical for connecting the two states. 33,000 vehicles use it every day, but it's 60 years old, and the governors say it's in bad shape. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leading into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Carmelita Carm Josephine Ehler passed away on December 3rd at the age of 98. She is survived by her children, Mary Ehler and Kathy Connor, survived also by her stepson, Patrick Zaroski, and by her three grandchildren, along with her five great-grandchildren, and further survived by relatives and friends. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Carmelita Carm Josephine Ehler. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour, high temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions. And for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday, we're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. And for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Just two games in the NBA last night. Bucks beat the Knicks 146-122. Giannis with 35 points. Damian Lillard at 28. Milwaukee advances to the semifinals of the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament. Lakers secure the last semifinal spot in the tourney with a 106-103 win over the Suns. LeBron James, 31 points, 15 of those in the fourth quarter. Kevin Durant had 31 for Phoenix. In the NHL, it was the Sharks beating the Islanders. The Red Wings down the Sabres. Rangers lose to the Senators. Kings beat the Blue Jackets in overtime. Devils over the Canucks. The Wild beat the Flames. The Avalanche beat the Ducks, and the Predators beat the Blackhawks. College hoops, Kansas over Kansas City. UConn beat North Carolina. Baylor beat Seton Hall. Gonzaga over Arkansas Pine Bluff. Illinois beat Florida Atlantic. BYU beat Evansville. And Tennessee beat George Mason. SRN Sports.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. job openings fell to more than a 2.5-year low in October, the strongest sign yet that higher interest rates were dampening demand for workers and boosting financial markets' expectations the Federal Reserve's monetary policy tightening cycle was over. Oil prices were little changed in volatile trade on Tuesday as a stronger U.S. dollar and demand concerns offset supply worries after Russia said OPEC Plus was ready to deepen output cuts in the first quarter of next year. The UK's new car market continues to recover. New car sales in Britain grew 9.5% in November, inching closer to pre-pandemic levels for the month as fleets invested in the latest vehicles. J.M. Smucker, which owns Jif Peanut Butter and Dunkin' Pre-Made Coffee, beat second quarter profit expectations on Tuesday, helped by higher product pricing and easing input costs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks, 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock. 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On some local sports notes, the Butternut girls traveled to LCO on Tuesday for a conference matchup with a scrappy LCO team. LCO jumped out to an early 8-2 lead, but Butternut got its transition game going, and they broke out a few threes, and they would not go away. LCO would not go away, and Allie Larson connected on 5 3-pointers to make it close at the end, and the Midgets hold on for the 55-49 win over LCO. Larson led LCO with 25. It was Jersey Polinchek matching her for Butternut, also with 25. Kendra Pritzel with a big second half to add in 14. Caitlin Bebo with 10, and Lauren Sales with 6. And it was Ivy Popowski also chipping in for Butternut. They've improved to 1-1, 2-2 overall, and they host Mellon coming up on Friday night. Other girls' action from yesterday had Phillips topping Athens in Merriwood action, 77-52. It was Menominee defeating Medford, 87-29. The Shawamigan girls get 22 from youngster Maddie Ernst, and it wasn't enough, though, as Prentice Hakenin had 25 for Prentice, and Prentice with a 64-52 win over the Shawamigan girls in a good Merriwood Conference girls game from last night. We'll have that game archived from Steve Jetland, who had that call on that game. We'll have that archived for you a little bit later today. On the boys' side, it was the Lakeland T-Birds, non-conference style at home, defeating the Shawamigan boys 66-33. A.J. Morgan with 12 on the night for Shawamigan, and it was Gaylor topping tossing in 21 for the Lakeland T-Birds in the victory over Shawamigan boys over in Minocqua last night. The Phillips boys at home get a non-conference win over Three Lakes, 70-58. Ashland topped Cumberland, 56-49. and the Prentice boys take care of Tomahawk last night, 83-44. And that's a look at your 98Q Country Sports.
I can't even think about going on one of these trips until I can get through Christmas. And I don't mean to sound like everything falls on me, but everything falls on me. I love my family, but they don't do anything to help me. I do all the decorating, the cooking, the cleaning, the wrapping, the shopping, all that. Last year, on December the 24th, my husband said to me, "Can I help you do anything?" And I said, "I'm going to beat you to death."
Has this happened to you?
Hello? You're coming over with your parents, grandparents, and 5 kids?
Ah! Keep unwanted holiday visitors away with the Ramco We're Not Home Kit. The We're Not Home Kit contains everything you need to convince neighbors, carolers, even relatives that you're not home. Kit includes boards for nailing over windows, sign that says condemned, and really, really scary animal sounds so that when your unwanted guests arrive...
We'll just ignore those boarded up windows and condemned sign, kids, and see if Uncle Ted's home.
The Ramco We're Not Home Kit, because everyone else but you is awful.
Brand new country.
We'll get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station.
98Q Country.
Shattered my hopes and my dreams. I'm a lost cause.
more music.
Merry Christmas!
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
98Q Country.
Season, Jason Aldean there. Christmas in Dixie, 98Q Country, 29 past 7. Hope you are well on this Wednesday. Reality Radio comes up. We'll get Austin to join us during Reality Radio. Carl Franklin, friend of the show, will share some Christmas memories. Always interesting when we chat with Carl. That'll be right away at 8:15. We'll talk about some of the stuff going on here in Park Falls with folks who know what's going on in the city with some Christmas celebrations happening this weekend. So we'll talk about that and whatever else happens to make its way in on Reality Radio coming up after 8 o'clock here this morning. Nice win for the Bucks yesterday, the in-season tournament. I don't know. I mean, if you're a Bucks fan, I guess you're kind of excited. You're kind of, I don't know, whatever. Everybody's trying to figure out if the in-season tournament, it really doesn't mean anything. It's a lot of money for the players. It's $500,000 per player. And they're going to Vegas. The Bucks are going to Vegas. The only thing you worry about is, playing playing a game or two that maybe a little more intensely than you would, and injuries, but I guess you go there and you try to win it. 4 o'clock, they'll be in Vegas tomorrow. 4 o'clock will be the tap. 3:30, we'll have the Bucks for you tomorrow. We have local sports coverage coming up on Friday. Some games got moved around, so our next local game will be Friday when Auburndale comes to Phillips. We'll have the boys and the girls starting at 5:30, 5:30, 5:45. The boys first, I believe, the girls second on Friday. So high school sports action returns your way Friday. Lions Club Radio Auction on Saturday. We'll be live on the air with that with Gray and Big G Saturday at 1 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A critical test vote today in the Senate on war funding for Ukraine, even though it could fail as Republicans fight over border security.
Ukraine desperately needs more ammunition and weapons from the U.S. as Russia's sheer size and brute force tactics generate steady gains on the battlefield. But Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has drawn a line in the sand, declaring that any new funding is contingent on transformative change to our nation's border security laws. Republicans insist that Democrats and President Biden must agree to toughen U.S. asylum laws and build more border wall, among other demands.
That's ABC's Terry Moran in Washington. President Biden last night at a closed-door fundraiser in Massachusetts, saying that he probably wouldn't be running for re-election if Donald Trump wasn't in the race again. Trump at a Fox town hall last night asked whether he would retaliate against his political opponents if reelected, telling Sean Hannity he wouldn't be a dictator except for on day one. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill to spend $500 million of public money to pay for upkeep at American Family Field on Tuesday. The bill eventually saw bipartisan support in the legislature after months of negotiations. Now negotiations can begin between the Brewers and the state-created ballpark district that owns the stadium to keep the team in Milwaukee through 2050. The Wisconsin State Senate's top Republican tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network he disagrees with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss over withholding University of Wisconsin pay raises over diversity programming.
Why do you support holding back those pay raises for UW employees?
I don't support holding them back.
You think that money should go out the door?
Yeah, I do.
Republican Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says withholding raises hurts a lot of people who have nothing to do with diversity programs. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get 6 tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with a drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pulled away at the end and beat the Spartans at Michigan State, the final 70-57. A.J. Storr with 22 points, Stephen Crowell with 18, including this three-pointer to put it away.
Crowell left open again. He can't miss! Stephen Crowell!
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks went into high gear, dismissed the New York Knicks 146-122. So now the Bucks advance in the NBA's first ever in-season tournament. They're going to face the Pacers in Las Vegas Thursday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 146 points. What's that say about this team, Malik Beasley?
That we can be really good. With a playoff mentality game, it shows that we can, like I said yesterday, you never know because it was only one game instead of four games. So I'm proud of us. We start punching hard, and we made them call the first time out in the second half, so that was huge.
That's the Bucks forward, Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, Maddie Ernst had 22 points. Wasn't quite enough as the Prentice girls edged Shawamigan 64-52. And last night here, you heard that game here. We'll have it archived for you a little bit later on this morning. A.J. Morgan tossed in 12 points, but it wasn't enough as the Shawamigan boys traveled over to take on Lakeland. Lakeland wins that boys game 66-33. The Phillips boys top Athens, top Three Lakes, rather, 70-58. The Prentice boys take care of Tomahawk, 83-44. The Butternut girls, they top LCO, 55-49. And the Phillips girls, winners last night over Athens, 77-52.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news.
If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Winter is right around the corner, and we're shoveling up another big pile of country right now.
Well, pull up an ice block and lend an ear.
98Q Country.
Country.com.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my Now, girl, you always be the only one I want to see up in my T-shirt and my ride. Running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world. Baby, you're the only girl in that picture in my pocket. On my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. No lie, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You're the only girl in mine. Yeah, you're the only girl in mine.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Country. Pardon me just a second here. Hold on just a second here. All right. Woo! Double JV game last night. For some reason, they still allow me to ref, and I'm not sure why. But it's fun hanging around the kids, but boy, double JV game last night. Woo! Yes, sirree. The old man's body's feeling it here this morning, but we'll be all right. We got reality radio coming up after 8 o'clock. We'll get Austin in here. We'll get maybe we'll get Gray to stop by, get some young blood flowing in here a little bit. Big surprise of the year, the big surprise of the morning. Yeah. Time Magazine, Person of the Year. Taylor Swift. I mean, who else could it be besides this is supposed to be a person that, you know, not necessarily made the biggest impact on people, but just is kind of that person that everybody knows who they are. And so Taylor Swift gets that prize. I don't know what she gets with it. A new car or what? She's got billions. She's worth over a billion already. She doesn't need need much more. So congratulations to Taylor. She was just at Lambeau Field. Maybe you were there. Maybe you saw Taylor. Maybe you passed her in the hallways of storied Lambeau Field. What else here? I will save that for reality radio. Lions auction Saturday.
fun time. This is a good time to do a little Christmas shopping, too, because there's always good deals. And there's, you can go at it one of two or both ways when you go to the Lions Club Radio Auction. You can either go there to the Legion Hall, Park Falls, or you can listen on the radio. You can go there looking for bargains. You can say, hey, I'm looking for a good bargain here today. Or you can just go there and say, you know what? I'll just give you what the retail is. The money goes to the Lions, and then it's a product you may need anyway, a gift certificate to a business, a product, whatever it may be. So you can do one or both of those things when you have a little fun. It's going to be a Saturday's going to be a nice day to be out and about. Temperatures probably going to approach that 40 mark before winter begins to set in a little bit next week. So it'll be a good time to meander your way down, I guess 35, 38 on Saturday. Meander your way down to the Legion. Have a beverage of your choice. Kind of hang out down there with some friends. You'll see some people you know, I'm sure. And all the fun of the auctions going on. Big G will be there. That's worth the price of admission right there. Which, by the way, is free. But it is... Nothing on that? Nothing. Thank you very much. And Gray will be hanging out down there. They'll be bringing you the excitement of the auction and just a great local organization at the Legion Hall here in Park Falls. So that's Saturday. It's from 1 until 4:30 or so, 4:35. You can see a list of the items. They normally put it in the paper. Also, they have a list of items, I believe, on their web. You can go to, pay attention now, e-clubhouse.org. So you may have to search for Park Falls Lions, but e-clubhouse. Not D-A-S-H, but just the dash icon, e-clubhouse.org, to see a list of the items available online. The Lions always do a great job bringing in some good items, so that should be a good day. Bucks basketball, add this to your schedule tomorrow, 4 o'clock, we'll tap it. They'll be in Vegas out there, and Giannis, apparently, according to Mike Clemens, when he talked to Giannis the other day, he's going to do the black or red Vegas thing. He's gonna just go 50-50 on that, it sounded like. And Giannis sounded just shocked the other day when Mike Clemens was talking to him on our sports report, and he was just shocked that he gets money, extra money, if they win this thing, like $500,000. That's apparently not much for him. $500,000 on red is probably what he'll do if he wins it. So the Bucks looked pretty good last night. Early game, so they play both of the semifinal games tomorrow. The Bucks are first, and then the other game after. And then the championship game will be held this weekend. Their new in-season tournament for the NBA, just trying to create a little bit of interest in some of these early season contests that people yawn at and just don't watch, apparently. So they tried to take it up a notch. Our next local sports coverage will be Friday. Auburndale at Phillips will have the boys and girls doubleheader Friday with Jeff and Scott and the boys here at 98Q.
Denise has been playing jazz for 40 years. Last concert, one of the musicians fell sick with RSV. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems. This time, she's choosing to help protect herself with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo. Abrysvo is a vaccine for the prevention of lower respiratory tract disease caused by respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, in adults 60 years of age and older. Abrysvo is not for everyone and may not protect all who receive the vaccine. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had a severe allergic reaction to its ingredients. People with a weakened immune system may have a decreased response to Abrysvo. The most common side effects are tiredness, headache, pain at the injection site, and muscle pain. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll have mostly cloudy skies on the breezy side, with our winds out of the south increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour, high temperatures up to 34. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 21. Warming up to the mid-40s for highs on Thursday under sunny to partly cloudy conditions. And for your Friday, partial sun up to 43. Colder with a slight chance for some snow showers on your Saturday. We're back to 34. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny with highs in the upper 20s. And for Monday, a high of 28. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 23 degrees.
Apparently, people are getting into the holiday spirit early because the Billboard Top 100 has a lot of Christmas songs on it, which it always does. But this song, I guess, hasn't been at number one for many, many years. The old country Christmas classic, Brenda Lee. She's number one on the Billboard chart right now. Rocking around at Christmas.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
And play too.